howdy part, here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big fella. You know you're getting old when you barely do anything all day long, but you still need a nap.
Just wore out. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I'm there.
And then you got to have the nap in order to go do nothing the rest of the day.
Well, after you got to have a nap to rest up. Rest up to have a nap all night long. Right?
Yeah, and then not sleep at night.
And then
not sleep. Okay. There you go. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Yeah, welcome to our outfit.
All right, here we go. Some more nonsense.
Nonsense?
Yep. The easiest time to add insult to injury is when you're signing someone's cast.
Is that a thing anymore?
Yeah, no, I don't think it is. They got those fiberglass casts that you just can't sign
you
anymore.
You just can't get it written.
Right, yeah. But anyway, that's the easiest and earliest.
That's the best way.
Best time, right there, yeah. Light travels faster than sound, which is the reason that some people appear bright before you hear them speak.
Until
they open their mouth. Yes.
Yes, it does.
Yes, all right. My therapist says that I have a preoccupation with revenge. I'll show him.
I will show.
Sure.
My therapist.
We'll see about that. Yeah. My therapist, right? Okay, you know this one. Termite walks into a bar.
Yeah.
And it says, is the bartender here? Okay, now I know there's a lot of people out there in the cow listening area that are going to have to think about that Think about that one for
is
a little bit.
Is it tender?
Is it? This is the bar tender. It's a termite. Okay, there you
got
go.
It.
Okay, there we go. There we go. We're there. I told my girlfriend that she drew her eyebrows on too high.
Yeah.
She looked surprised.
She did?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder why.
I wonder why. Yeah. Let's see. People who use selfie sticks really need to have a good long look at themselves.
Really
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's
I know that was bad. Two fish are in a tank. One says to the other one, "How do you drive this thing?"
Who's driving this
thing? I like that one. Okay, that one just I don't know, a little sick. But anyway, I thought that one was funny. I did.
The tank.
All right. Yeah. I always take life with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
A slice of lemon.
Uh-huh.
And a shot of tequila.
There you go. Everything looks better.
Looks a lot better. That's right. Hey, just burned 2,000 calories.
Really?
Yep. That's the last time I leave brownies in the oven while I nap.
Gone. Poof.
Yep. Burned 2,000 calories. Well, if it was a pan of brownies, it's more than 2,000 calories. Right?
Well,
all right.
Depends on the brownie, right? Yeah.
Always borrow money from a pessimist.
Yeah.
He'll never expect it back.
Never expect it.
Well, that goes along with the same one. If you loan a friend $20 and you never see him again,
it
was worth it.
Money well spent.
Absolutely right. All right. Build a man a fire, and he will be warm for a day.
Uh-huh.
Set a man on fire, and he'll be warm for the rest of his life. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's right. Like a cremation of Sam McGee. Yeah.
Oh, the cremation of Sam McGee. Close the door. It's cold. It's the first time I've been warm since I've been up here.
Yeah.
Right. I don't suffer from insanity.
You don't suffer? Everybody else does, right?
No, I enjoy every minute of it. Yeah, right. Everyone around me
is
suffers from my insanity. Yeah. The last thing I want to do is hurt you, but it's still on my list.
Yeah, I'm still
thinking
about it. That's
right. So, got a great show coming at us. Chris Ryden's riding along with us. Have Joel Nelson with some poetry.
Yeah.
Junie Fisher, Bob Nolan, Joe Merrick. But let's start with Hot Club of Cowtown, Big Balls in Cowtown.
Working on the railroad, sleeping on the ground, eating saltine crackers, 10 cents a pound. Big balls in Cowtown, we'll all go down. Big balls in Cowtown, we'll dance around. Shoes, put on your gown, shake off those sad blues. Big balls in town, big balls in Cowtown, we'll all go down. Big balls in Cowtown, we'll dance around. Cowtown, I'll stick around and board up your windows. Big balls in town, big balls in Cowtown, we'll all go down. Big balls in Cowtown, we'll dance around. Big balls in Cowtown, we'll dance around. Big balls in Cowtown, we'll all go down. Big balls in Cowtown, big balls in town.
Yeah, I love that song.
Good.
I think he hit it right on the head with that.
Right
one.
I like it.
You bet. Hey, welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show. Yeah, sure glad you're riding along with us here, folks.
That's right.
This week,
this is a special one.
Finally,
yeah.
We are finally announcing the 10th anniversary Cow Cruise.
10th anniversary.
Can you imagine that?
10 of those things.
This will be the 10th one, 10th time we've been on a boat.
Holy
moly. With great people.
Who'd have ever thunk it?
Not us. Yeah.
I didn't know I was a cruiser.
Well, we didn't have a clue, did we?
Yeah.
I guess the thing I like about cruising is that your hotel follows you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I like. You don't have to pack and unpack and pack and unpack every day.
Well, the feedlot's open 24/7.
Well, okay, that's another one. Okay, that's number two.
Okay, right, number two. Close
so
second.
So here's the big announcement.
Oh, goody. Get your pen out.
Are you ready, folks?
I'm ready.
Here we go. We are sailing around the horn.
That's right. I'm looking forward to
this.
Oh,
my goodness sakes. Yep. We're going to start in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Argentina.
And Argentina. And then, I've been practicing my Spanish.
They got cows down there.
They do.
Yeah.
And we're going to see some.
Yes, we are.
We're going to sail around the horn, and we're going to end up in Santiago, Chile.
That's going to be a great time.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
And it's going to take us a little time.
Well, okay?
So now, I'm going to give you the dates. I'll give you all this stuff later on in the show as well. Okay.
And you can get on the website.
So you've got little over a year.
Yeah.
We have a little over a year to prepare and
save
our pennies to go on this one.
Mm-hmm.
February 5th through the 21st, 2025.
2025.
Five. Yes. That's right. I know we're now in 2024.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
So we got a little over a year to get ourselves together.
And hopefully the beef prices will stay as good as they did last year.
Hopefully the beef prices will stay strong. Oh, we're praying. We're praying for we are. We're praying for good beef prices and rain.
And rain.
And, yeah.
We need a little rain.
We need we need hay.
Yeah.
We need hay to feed the cows to get that good price.
Got to stoke that furnace.
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah. All right. So there you go. It's actually 14 days of cruising, but the first 2 days, we're going to be in Buenos Aires. All right. And we are going to tour the city.
Yes.
But then we're going to go to El Ombu Cattle and Horse Ranch.
Nice.
Yep. They're outside of Buenos Aires.
That'll be a good time.
Oh, and it's going to be outstanding. We are going to see how the gauchos cowboy. All right.
And they're going to use the bolodero.
They're going to use the bolos instead of the
lariat.
Instead of the lariata. I gotta see somebody throw a bolo.
And me too.
That would be cool. Then and like you say we might even come home with one.
Well, yeah, I gotta see somebody throw it without getting a black eye.
Well, like, you know what's going to happen? They're going to hand us one. They're going to show us how to do it, and then they're going to hand us one.
Right.
And I'm going to crack myself in the head with it.
Smack.
I'm certain of it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
I just have no idea how.
What's the technique here?
How you can actually make those things work, but they do.
They do.
That's just what they do, right?
Yeah. I can't wait to learn that one.
That's gonna be
awesome.
Just absolutely amazing. They use garrochas over in Spain and France. I don't think they use the garrocha in Argentina.
Oh, well, you never know.
That's the big long pole that they use to sort the...
That thing will push you right out of the saddle.
I mean to tell you what, right. I was just going to say it's just like jousting.
Yep.
Yeah. You better be hanging on when you push something
or
with one
of those. Or
a mutton
hook. I watched a couple guys over there.
Get dismounted?
Get dismounted.
Did you?
Yeah.
Unmount. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, and then old Pito, he explained to me how to use
correctly.
A mutton hook.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, we got to ditch out to a cowmercial, and then maybe you can explain that to me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and when we come back, Joe Merrick is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a 1-year, 4-issue subscription to Range Magazine, and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.